capitalism itself. What did the Federal Reserve Chairman state as the main cause of the problem? In one word, his answer was education. Mr. Greenspan points out that U.S. children test above the world average levels at the fourth grade level, but by the 12th grade level, they are far behind. He says, we have to do something to prevent that from happening. Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki also place the blame on the lack of education, but they focus on a different type of education, financial education. They point to this void in financial education as the primary cause for the United States' plunge from being the richest country in the world to the biggest debtor nation in history. Both Donald Trump and Robert Kiyosaki are successful entrepreneurs and investors. Both men do business and are recognized internationally. Both men are also teachers. They teach because they are concerned about the fate of you and your family, this nation, and the world. As the Bible story goes, you can give a man a fish and feed him for a day, or teach him to fish and feed him for a lifetime. Instead of just writing checks to help the poor and middle class, Donald and Robert are teaching them to fish. When it comes to money, many people want to be told exactly what to do. They often ask specific questions, such as, I have $25,000. What should I do with it? When you tell people you do not know what to do with your money, they are happy to tell you what to do. And their recommendation is that you give your money to them. This book is not a how-to book. Donald and Robert will not be telling you what to invest in. They will share with you how they think, why they win financially, and how they see the world of money, business, and investing. Most rich people do not want you to know what they know or their secrets to becoming rich, but Donald and Robert are different. They want to share their knowledge with you. One of the definitions of leadership is vision. This book is about vision, about seeing what most people never see through the eyes of two men who have won, and occasionally lost, at the game of money. Why We Want You to Be Rich is a book about how these two men think and why they think the way they do. Through their eyes, you will gain additional insight into how you can improve your financial future. Chapter 1. Millionaire Meets Billionaire. Robert's View. Chicago, November 6, 2005.
It is early Sunday afternoon. Tens of thousands of people are attending a large real estate exposition put on by the Learning Annex in Chicago. The convention hall is filled with exhibits and displays of wealth-building investments and opportunities. In smaller classrooms, instructors are sharing their knowledge and wisdom about how the attendees can build their own personal fortunes. Backstage, in the large room where the production crews are working, there is a quiet, electric excitement. A long black limousine has pulled up, and people have begun to whisper, "He's here. Donald Trump has arrived." I am standing with my partner and co-author, Sharon Lecter, in the green room, a private lounge where the main speakers wait before going on stage. So I do not see the limo arrive. But when I see two police officers go past the door of the green room, I know Donald Trump is about to enter. I hurry out to make way for him and his approaching entourage. Standing outside the green room, I can see a tall, imposing figure stepping out of the limo. Those of us fortunate enough to have backstage passes spontaneously form two lines. Almost on cue, Donald Trump walks between the two lines of admirers, smiling and nodding. Bill Zanker, founder and CEO of the Learning Annex, greets Donald, shows him into the green room, and shuts the door. A moment later, Bill Zanker exits and walks over to me. "Are you ready to introduce Donald?" asks Bill. "Rich Dad's Robert Kiyosaki, introducing the Donald." The crowd loves it. Donald Trump emerges from the green room and walks over to where Bill and I are standing. After a few private words with Bill, Donald turns to me and says, "Hello, you're introducing me?" I nod in response. "Great. I see you're still on the New York Times bestseller list," says Donald. "That's amazing." Then he lowers his voice just a notch. "I want to talk to you about something. Have you got time right now?" "Of course," I reply. "You're the number